Michael Jordan claims first Daytona 500 victory with 23XI Racing. Daytona Beach, Florida. Michael Jordan became a Daytona 500 winner Sunday as 23XI Racing captured NASCAR's biggest event at Daytona International Speedway. The victory instantly elevates 23XI Racing's standing in the Cup Series and reshapes the competitive landscape heading into the 2026 season. Tyler Reddick secured the win with a dramatic last lap surge, delivering Jordan and co-owner Denny Hamlin their first triumph in the Great American Race. For Jordan, the six-time NBA champion and global sports icon, it marked a defining moment in his evolution from basketball legend to motorsports owner. "It feels like I won a championship," Jordan said in victory lane, moments after Bear hugging Reddick and lifting the Harley J. Earl trophy. Turning 63 this week, Jordan joked he now expects a Daytona 500 ring to match. A last lap charge and Daytona drama. Reddick, driving a Toyota, led only one lap, the final one. The race featured a record 25 different leaders, underscoring the unpredictable nature of super speedway racing. Chase Elliott briefly grabbed the lead at the start of the final lap after Carson Hachever spun, but Reddick found momentum with assistance from teammate Riley Herbst. Contact with Elliott followed, sending Elliott into the wall as Reddick powered past to the checkered flag. "Just true Daytona madness," Reddick said, his voice strained from celebration. The 30-year-old Californian snapped a 38-race winless streak and collected his 9th career Cup Series victory. The win carried added emotional weight. Reddick spent much of last season focused on his infant son's health battle after doctors discovered a tumor affecting the child's heart. Sunday's triumph offered a different kind of release. Jordan's growing impact in NASCAR. Jordan's presence in NASCAR has grown steadily since co-founding 23XI Racing in 2020. Sunday's victory validated years of investment and strategic development. Denny Hamlin, who co-owns the team while also driving full-time for Joe Gibbs Racing, emphasized Jordan's emotional connection to the organization. "He loves his race team," Hamlin said. "You guys understand the responsibilities you have. You have the power to bring joy to Michael Jordan." The victory also came months after Jordan was the public face of a federal antitrust lawsuit involving NASCAR's revenue-sharing model. The case settled earlier this season, altering financial dynamics within the sport. Sunday's result, however, shifted the focus squarely back to performance on track. Jordan watched from a suite overlooking the France family's iconic speedway before descending into victory lane alongside NASCAR chairman Jim France. "I'm ecstatic," Jordan said. "You never know how these races are going to end. We hung in there all day and gave ourselves a chance at the end. Teammates, rivals, and the road ahead." Bubba Wallace, Reddick's teammate, led 40 laps before finishing 10th. Overcome with emotion, Wallace was embraced by Jordan after the race. "It was a good day for us," Wallace said, "but it hurts to come up short." Behind Reddick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Joey Logano completed the podium, giving Toyota, Chevrolet, and Ford representation among the top three finishers. For 23XI Racing, the win signals more than a trophy. It confirms the organization as a championship contender in a highly competitive field. For Jordan, it adds another chapter to a career defined by high-stakes competition, this time not on hardwood, but on asphalt. The Daytona 500 has long crowned legends. On Sunday, it crowned one in a new arena.